Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris broadcasting live from Baltimore. I'm broadcasting live from Boston. The Baltimore Orioles taking on the Boston Red Sox tonight at 7 o'clock. You can check out the Oaks Extra pregame at 6:30 on Massa. Now, Major League Baseball has gone through its longest expansion period they've gone through in decades. They've not expanded since 1998. Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Baseball, said he would like the expansion wheels to be in motion by the end of his term in 2029. That's in 4 years. He goes on to say those expansion teams won't be playing by the time I'm done, but I would like the process, along with the cities selected, to be in motion. He said that last February. He's on to this again. Now, here's the interesting thing, Ed, when he spoke about it again. I've said for now for 2 years, I don't understand why Major League Baseball has not adopted the same process that other leagues, every other league has. NFL, one MVP, one award, period.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
NBA, one award, period. Major League Baseball, now that you're playing everybody, there's no need for American League and National League awards anymore.
But they still call it that. I mean, they still call them leagues and not conferences.
And here's what baseball is suggesting. Geographic realignment, split like the NBA East-West. If they do that, you'll be done away with National League and American League MVP, Cy Young, Comeback Player of the Year, yada, 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 Rookie of the Year. I love it. You don't need to. Everybody's playing one another now. There is no National League, American League the way it used to be. Stop your traditionalist stuff. It's over with. Get one MVP and one. You just need one. It's the only league that
so
does
that. I mean, they're already, the divisions are geographic. So you're talking about conferences being geographic?
He's saying that the East would be like the NBA.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So
like
for example, let's go with the East. You got this. So like the Orioles, Yankees, Red Sox, et cetera, would be with the Phillies, Mets, Braves. That'd be like Eastern Conference.
The Mets and the Yankees will no longer ever be able to play in the World Series.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they may be different divisions on those sides, I'm sure. Because you don't want to eliminate playoffs, but they'll now be aligned together. I can imagine maybe, which would be great for baseball, I think, the Mets and the Yankees probably would be in the same division.
Most likely.
I mean, yeah. You know. The Mets and the Yankees along with Boston, I would presume.
The Cubs and the White Sox. I mean, boys,
yeah. I guess you would probably put the Philadelphia Phillies in that division. And the question is, do you put the Orioles in that division or is there – maybe the Pirates in the division. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The Orioles now go to a Southernmore division with the Marlins and the Rays and the and whatever expansion team that you have, because I'm assuming that you probably have a team. You have also the Braves in that division.
Yeah.
Well, the Orioles coming north with the Yankees and the Mets, or the Orioles going south with the Braves?
I mean, personally, I'd say south because they use Mason-Dixon line to be the the Nats and the Orioles should be in the south.
And you and I both know. You and I both know economically the Orioles would say they're more in line with the Southern teams than they are with the Northern teams. Mm-hmm. So why would you not want to put them in the South? Economically, I think they're more in line with those teams. Do you like this or no?
That part I'm kind of torn on. I don't know if I like it. I don't care that much. I don't know if I want these because a lot of cities in baseball have multiple teams in the city or in the region that are close. I mean, it's fine, I guess, if they're all if they're all together during a season. But then you're not going to have any more like A's, Giants, you know, Mets, Yankees. You'll never have that again in the World Series. And I kind of like those series. You know, the I don't know. The one I'd like to see expansion. I'd like to see Montreal get a team back. I'd like to see some new teams.
Montreal belongs in the division with the northern teams, northeast teams.
Absolutely.
I'll say this. I like those World Series, Ed, but they don't happen enough for me to really hold on to.
They don't.
I like better the Mets and the Yankees playing for the divisional title. That can happen every year. The Cubs and the White Sox playing. No, that's been ridiculous.
Right. Well, I mean, the division would, I mean, honestly, if you bring back a team like the Expos, it'd be the Expos, Blue Jays, Mets, Yankees, you know, the Rays go to the South where they belong. It's like, and now you have a New York, Canadian, Boston, you know, division, which makes sense.
Yeah. So I like it. I'm hoping they do it. I think it'll be a great thing once again for baseball. Say what you want about Manfred. Manfred gets some things done. We talked a little bit earlier about Shedeur Sanders and what's going on over there in Cleveland. Daryl in Baltimore has been waiting patiently. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing, man?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Hey, I got two things I want to say about this.
Okay.
Now, I know, like, Rob, I agree with you 100%. That Cleveland, they ain't got nothing to do with that. As far as what Dylan Braswell said and how they wouldn't just, there's no discipline about that from them.
Yeah.
You know, he said what he said because that's what he said. But now on the other side of it, when it comes to Dylan Gabriel, this all falls back to me from his coach was saying the same thing about Dion and them and Kador when they played. He said that we don't play for props, we play to win. And they were playing against them. So now, fast forward, Dylan Graber, if your coach has said that about Shedeur and his solid end, why would you say I don't play for entertainment? I play for, you know, for be competitor. So that's why he got a little kickback from that. So some people were saying he was throwing some shade at Shedeur because of what his coach said.
I'm not denying that he was throwing some shade at Sanders. Let me go back to that. I'm not denying that. My answer to him was, what is Cleveland? The caller, Billy, was asking, what should Cleveland do about it? Nothing.
Oh, nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I don't know whether he's throwing shade or not, and I don't care, but my point is Cleveland can't do anything about that. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Daryl. Let's go get Anthony, who wants to weigh in on this as well. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Pretty good. So I was just reading a CBS Sports article where it said Gabriel was talking to the reporters, and he said, well, all of you in this room are entertainers, and you have a job to do, and I respect it. And I'm a competitor, so I have a job to do as well, and I respect that also. He said, I just think understanding that's how I've lived by, and I've said that multiple times, so definitely not a new quote. But something that definitely I've said before. So I'm not sure if he was talking about Sanders, but this is what he said to the reporters. He was talking about the reporters being entertainers.
Hey, thanks a lot, my friend. Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And again, I don't know whether it was shade or not, and I'll say I can't say it enough. I don't care. The reason why we got on that, because the listener said, he asked us the question, Ed, what should the Cleveland Browns do about that? And we both said nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
They can't do anything about that.
Seriously, I mean,
we're going to cut you.
Absolutely nothing. I mean, hey, listen, Joe Flacco has been on the record saying he's not a mentor. He's not here to train anybody. Should they discipline him?
No.
I mean, this is,
absolutely not.
Come on. They're all fine for the same job. They're ridiculous.
Vinny Serrato at 9:30, but on the other side, we're talking Orioles baseball with Matt Wyrick from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com on the Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's Radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Matt Wyrick. What's going on, Matt?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Doing well. Courtesy, of course, the Window Nation guest hotline. Matt, this team, I think we both agree that they really didn't have clubhouse issues. However, these two kids have come up for the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, you look at what they've done. They've kind of changed the energy level that's in the clubhouse and on the team for this baseball team.
I think, you know, anytime you bring up a couple of top prospects, especially in Basayo's case, somebody who's a, you know, top 10, top 15 prospect in the game, you know, that's going to bring a lot of energy around. And, you know, these guys know a lot of the guys in the clubhouse from playing with them in Norfolk to being around in spring training. You know, a lot of them came up together. So, you know, yeah, I think that it can have pay dividends in a lot of ways. And I think also it doesn't hurt that it really extends the lineup having those two guys in there as well. And you're seeing, you know, offense kind of coming from the top and the bottom of the lineup, which makes the dugout more fun during games. And I think you're seeing that play out in real time.
I know it's not a huge sample size, being only 2 days. However, what do you think about them coming right in and making contributions? Besides, it's the ball, like, really hard from what I see. I mean, this looks like that, you know, not intimidated, step right in. Not saying it's going to last forever, but I like what I see so far. How often do you see this with guys just coming up for the minors?
Yeah, I think it's certainly rare, especially in the case of Basayo, who's still such a young player in this league and a lot of development for him still to go. But yeah, it's been impressive so far. Both have a pretty unique and different swings that have been really cool to kind of see them settle in. But I mean, Dylan Beaver's reaching base 4 times yesterday too, and
yeah,
you know, he's a guy who you know, really came alive this year, is maybe not having all the prospect pedigree, to see the confidence from him as well. I think it's been super impressive. And you know, I think that also can speak to when you come in and you know that you're going to have a set role, set playing time, knowing that, you know, it, just because you might go 0-4 one day doesn't mean you're going to be sent to the bench the next, can go a long way for a young player's confidence. So knowing that, you know, down the stretch here, both those guys are going to be able to play on an everyday basis, I think goes a long way.
Yeah, I agree with you. Matt Wyrick joins us from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Matt, what is going on with this team starting pitching? All of a sudden, I mean, we all year long you've been getting this from Rogers, but now Dean Kramer's starting to look like a front-of-the-rotation type of guy. It's contagious, this pass-the-baton mentality.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's something that we saw last year with Corbin Burnes and Grayson Rodriguez, a little bit of the competition between starters to, okay, you go out there and shove in 7 innings, 2 runs, I'm going to go out and do even better. That kind of mentality from a rotation can go a long way in turning, you know, 1 or 2 game wins in a row to 3 or 4. And I think we're seeing that with this rotation. It's definitely a different group, one that's been you know, brought down by injury a lot this year, and obviously Charlie Morton being traded. So a lot of names have shuffled out, but you're seeing Cade Povich and Brandon Young getting some chances as well to show what they can do here with some extended time. And, you know, they're going to face some tough decisions once Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells come back. But at the same time, I think that, you know, with the auditions that we've seen so far from some of these guys, it's been pretty impressive.
You know, when back to Basayo for a minute, one of the criticisms, that, you know, or at least when they were holding him back and he wasn't coming up, was he had enough time behind the dish, hadn't caught enough games, we don't know, his defense isn't that good. Trevor Rogers went out of his way to say what a great job he did calling the game and his play behind the plate. I know he's going to have to say that anyway, but what do you think? Do you think that the criticism was fair or unfair with him coming up? Because he seemed pretty confident back there.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's one of the toughest positions in sports for a player who only started catching a couple of years ago, coming up through the Orioles player development system on the international side, a player who's learning English still as a second language, and going through that language barrier, you know, and being 21 years old, just turned 21 a couple of days ago. So, you know, all those factors, I think it was warranted to take your time with him a little bit. You know, maybe he was ready a little while ago and they just wanted to be extra sure. I don't know. But certainly there are a lot of factors there that kind of pointed to Bisaccia needing a little bit more time. I mean, for him to be up at 21, being an international catcher is pretty rare. There's only been a handful of guys to even do that in the 21st century. So the fact that he is just in the majors at all is a feat among itself. And for Rogers to go out of his way, like you said, to shout him out in the clubhouse last night, I think speaks volumes.
There he is, Matt Wyrick, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Matt, what are you working on, and how can folks read it?
Yeah, it's all over at BaltimoreSun.com. I'm out here in Boston, having a good time following these guys and, you know, continuing to do so as they get home next week.
So you brought it up, having a good time. Did you do something legendary last night?
Andy Koska and I just grabbed a drink after the game. That was about it. Nothing crazy.
My man, thanks a lot, Matt.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Hey, think about this, though. Orioles, he talked about just learning how to play catcher, Samuel Bisaccia.
Yeah.
You realize the Orioles started last night six either current or former shortstops? Mountcastle, shortstop. Jackson Holliday, shortstop. Gunner, of course, shortstop. Westberg, shortstop. Sam Bisaccia, shortstop. Mm-hmm. And Jeremiah Jackson, short. They started six guys. With shortstop experience.
Doesn't surprise me one bit, though.
That seems to be their MO in drafting.
Well, it's not just that. Their MO in drafting. But, I mean, you played baseball. I mean, I played a little baseball. It's like very often the shortstop was the best athlete on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody. You don't need, 25 shortstops when you get to the majors. So I just think that a lot of these guys who play shortstop at that time, when they were younger, they transitioned other things, especially to positions that also require a strong arm, which you have at shortstop, like outfield and catcher and things like that. Because it just kind of makes sense to me where, he was a shortstop. He's an athletic guy with a strong arm. Okay, maybe you can play some outfield. Well, let's try him behind the plate. And I think that's what other people – or pitch at Givens. Michael Givens was a shortstop.
He was a shortstop, yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Jones was drafted shortstop.
Right. Yep.
We'll have Ben Hall's on court 9:45, but on the other side, what's going on out of training camp? One winning drive. Vinny Serrato will tell us up next on The Fan.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
9:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now, co-host of Vinny and Haney Show, he is Vinny Serrato. What's going on, Vinny?
Robert, what's happening?
I'm hanging in there, my man. Hanging in there.
I was listening to you earlier, Robert.
You didn't
earlier,
get that
Robert.
One, did you?
Oh. Yeah, Robert, I was listening earlier and everything, so I figured.
All right, Vincent.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I've been called, what's funny is Ed appreciate this being Irish cat or Irish Italian like me. When I was in high school, my nickname was Dago. Nowadays, you probably can't do that.
Probably. Well, you probably can.
You just did it.
We don't care.
But yeah. you just did it.
You know what my nickname was, which really pissed me off? Half-breed.
Really?
Yes. My grandmother's boss used to call me that because I wasn't 100% Italian. Half-breed. I was a little kid. Scarred me.
Now, Rob, I tell you what. The thing I think concerns me a little bit, like yesterday, Rob, that a lot of the DBs aren't there. Jair Alexander, that's the one I want to talk about. He hadn't been there since August 9th.
Yeah.
You know, and prior to that, remember he had to drain his knee. And I don't know, anytime I had to get my knee drained,
yep,
there was something going on in there.
Hey, Vinny, I don't know if you listen to the show, but early in the show, my question I asked to Ed is, are you starting to be concerned with Jair Alexander? I know the Ravens are saying that he'll be ready week one, but Vinny, we've heard that before from them.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is, I'm not concerned about week one because I think they're doing everything they can to get him ready for week one. But then how many is he going to play? You know, I mean, if he hadn't played since August 9th, so right. If he plays against Buffalo, then is the next one Kansas City or, you know, can he put 2 weeks back to back? How much can he practice? Because, you know, he hadn't played a lot the last 2 years. So that's a concern coming in.
That's a good point. You're saying you're not – week one, you believe he probably will play, but it's how long will he play after that?
Right. You know, because we've seen – because, Rob, when he's out of practice, he balls out. He goes hard, plays his ass off, makes plays. But then, you know, he can't go.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, and Awuzie's not out there. Kyle Hamilton's not out there right now. You know, so there's a lot of guys. And, you know, we got Washington Saturday at noon, then cut down day by 4 o'clock Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And then the following week's game week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a concern.
It's a big concern.
Right,
I think. You know, hey, and you know what? I'll tell you what's a big concern for. How about that Bengals defense? I don't know. You probably didn't see it, Rob. You were watching the baseball game. You're at the baseball game. But, Ed, that defense. It was, Rob, they were averaging 17 yards a rush against their first defense.
Jeez.
Oh, it was embarrassing. I mean, Washington took it right down the field. They went like, 92 yards or whatever? Bam, 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 bam. 4 plays, touchdown. Didn't even throw a pass. 4 runs. It was embarrassing.
It's about, they're terrible. They've been terrible.
Oh, they were worse. Yeah. You know, I mean, Troy Aikman was saying, you know, they look slow. And, you know, last year the defense was bad. This year it's even worse. So that's a good thing for
the Ravens. That's a good thing to hear. Absolutely. Right. I was about to say, I'm not worried. Let them be bad. I mean, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, the best defensive player is not signed.
Joe Burrow had to put up 400-something yards a game. Let him win MVP. Let him have passing records. Now, Vinny, speaking of running game, you know, this running game of the Baltimore Ravens – led by a 30-something-year-old running back, do you expect it to be as potent as it's been in years past?
I say yes. You know why I say yes, Rob? Is because the passing game's even better. So, you know, you can't stack the box and say, hey, we're going to stop the run, and then, Lamar, you got to beat us passing. Because if somebody did that and put, you know, 8 in the box, Ravens would pick them apart. So I think the run game is going to be good. I think it'll be very good. And there's a lot of candidate. The biggest surprise last year, I mean, Derrick Henry, you know, getting 1,900 yards, was that a surprise? Probably. But Justice Hill was the big surprise because he was really good. Like his explosiveness and stuff running and when he caught the ball, that was really impressive. And when I look at Derrick Henry and, you know, you watch that. Did you watch the pregame, Ed, where they had did you see it, Rob, with Derrick Henry running up the hills with chains on and everything? I mean,
that's what it takes.
Yeah, I mean, that dude doesn't look like he's, you know, 30 years old. And when he stands on the sidelines, you know, he knows he's got some guns,
mm-hmm.
you know. He wears cutout sleeves and everything else. So that's a big, strong dude.
That's a big man.
You know, I mean, Rob, how would you like to be a DB back there and you see 250 coming at you?
I'd hope I'd get behind the linebackers.
No doubt.
And if it's one-on-one tackle, you know what I mean, your grass tripped me up.
Yeah, you throw your head down, you know. Please fall down. But
It'll be a lot of business decisions for me, Vinny.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think the run game's going to be good. I mean, they've been number one for what, last however many years. They're
since Lamar.
Yeah. the question is do you expect Lamar to have 900 yards rushing this year? I kind of hope he has 700, but he just gets, You know, like he'll have a game where he'll pick up 80, 90, and then another game he may just have 15. But like when he needs it, like he goes, it seems like.
Yeah, see, and what I don't want to say scares me because it really doesn't scare me. The more proficient passer he becomes, mm-hmm. I don't know how much more proficient he can become, but the more he masters that craft, the more dangerous he is at running, Vinny, because now DBs legitimately have to play him as a passer. So I'm dropping back in the passing lane, or my back is to him because a receiver ran a good route on me, and now he starts running. Now he's picking up more yards per carry because I'm legitimately have to play him as a passer.
I totally agree with you. And the thing that where he accumulates a lot of yards is his receivers are real good yak people.
Yeah.
You know, so that helps. That helps a lot. Well, what would you guys rather have? Would you rather have Lamar rush for over 900 or throw for over 4,500?
I think he can do both, but if you ask me my opinion, I want over 4,500. I want him to throw for. Mm-hmm. I want Lamar Jackson. And I said this year, I think he's closer to being past 4,500 than he is to just 4,000.
Oh, no question about it. No question. And from watching things at practice and stuff, Bateman and Zay are better than I've ever seen, especially Bateman. Bateman is confident, you know, and he's running great routes and all those things. So I expect the passing game to be good. And them not having time, you know, and you say, oh, are they going to be rusty coming out? I don't see it. I mean, it's the same dudes and everything else. I think they'll be. I just think when they play Buffalo, I think they're going to come out of the gate flying.
I said the same thing. I think they beat Buffalo handily in week one. Yeah. I don't give a damn if it's on the road.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, Vinny, if you have your choice, if you're just not saying working for Sports Talk Radio, but if you're a fan, what's your motivation to watching preseason game number 3?
None. You know, because I don't think anybody is playing. And you know, like, if you're – here's the thing is, if you're like Eric and stuff, you don't want anybody to get hurt. Why? Because if somebody gets hurt and then you got to do an injury settlement with that guy, and let's just say it's a 4-week settlement, then it's 1 week of preseason pay and then 3 weeks of regular season pay, and all that goes on your cap. So those are the things, like, I don't want to get anybody hurt in that last one either. You know, and then you got to pick your practice squad, you know, which will be kind of interesting, because I think the intrigue for cut down day, which is August 26th, a week from today at 4:00, the intrigue is going to be how many Ravens get picked up by other teams. That's the intrigue for me, because that's going to affect our practice squad.
I agree with you. Absolutely. I think that running back room, if you cut them, somebody's going to pick them all up.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I think, you know, some D linemen possibly, you know, and there's some corners that people look at. I mean, I just think that the secondary is so well coached with Chuck Pagano that it's kind of really hard to, unless you look at the numbers, it's kind of hard to tell who's who because they all look the same. They're pedal, plant, drive. It's all excellent.
It's pretty amazing what a difference it makes with a coach like that. Because remember, like, when Orr first took over, and they looked lost in the secondary.
Oh,
missing.
Yes.
They were all, assignments are off, looking at each other. If you could tell, they're pissed. That was yours. That was mine. What happened to you? It's like all the assignments were screwed up. The alignments were screwed up, which is the most important thing in the secondary, alignment, assignment. You know, it's like, and now you look at this, like, wow, what a difference.
You know what people say, too? Like, preseason games mean nothing. The Ravens went, 1-2 last year?
Mm-hmm.
And they started out slow and had all those issues? I think it kind of tells somewhat of a story. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see. I mean, the Ravens this year. I mean, they're 2-0. Do you think they'll be 3-0? Probably, because they got more depth.
Yeah,
you know,
that's all this is. Who's got the deeper? You know,
they've got depth.
They've got depth. I mean, their twos and threes are better than yours,
right? Yeah. And that's your 40-53. Yeah. My 40-53 is a lot better than yours. Mm-hmm. You look at Dallas. Dallas has sucked. You know, you look at the Bengals, theirs isn't good. You know, so when you talk about complete rosters, that's why, you know, I've said all along, I think the Ravens got the best roster in football.
And I think Eric DaCosta does his job, he and his scouts, better than anybody else. Vinny Serrato, You can hear more of him on the Vinny and Haney show up next. Vinny, thanks a lot, my man.
Hey, Robert, did you get to Little Italy?
No. How'd I do that?
Well, the game was over at 10, right?
Post game, I got it back at the room and left after 11. I got this thing called post-game show.
Yeah, I watch pre-game, post-game.
By the time the bus pulled off, I got back to the room, man, 11:30-ish.
And you got to get up at – but, Rob, let me just say this. I've been to New Orleans with you.
We weren't getting up at 4 o'clock.
Well, it didn't matter. You were up all night anyhow.
You can catch more video and Haney show up next.
All right, Robert.
Ben has the
guy's laughing uproariously. So I take my flashlight, trip in his face, and I get mad. Go, you think this is funny? What's so funny about this? He goes, I didn't go yet. Like,
So he's the guy that could tell the story for the rest of his life.
He's probably telling it now. There's no doubt. I think about that a lot. Like, I love telling that story. Because it was one of those things that's, you know, nobody got hurt. It's funny. I don't even care less who does what, who has sex with who. I just don't care. Prostitution should be legal. But I was just, it was a funny evening on a boring, you know, 8-degree New York City night. I just had to do something. And I'm like, I did that. And I know I love telling this story because I have a radio show. But I know somewhere, Donna's probably telling a story somewhere, as are... You know, these three guys who were young, you know, they were but not that much younger than me at the time. I was probably 22. They're probably 20. So I'm like, I'm talking like I was a 40-year-old rookie. I was 20 years old. So they're probably my age. You know they're talking about it over bourbon. Maybe not together, but definitely behind each other's backs.
Yes. Different versions of the story going around, wherever they are.
Yes.
Everybody was the guy that didn't go.
Yes.
And that's the encore for the day, Ed Norris.
It is, and the encore every day is brought to you by Lion's Den, passion, pleasure, romance. Seriously, check out Lion's Den. You know, talking about things like that. You know, you can't bring your B game to the bedroom. Bring your A game, or you'll have the happiest mailman in the neighborhood. So, don't do that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to get pulled for the reliever. Believe
me. And, of course, earlier here, Vinny Serrato, Ravens training camp coverage on The Fan is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. And now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What we learned today, Ed Norris?
We learned one of the oddest things. I don't know how I fell into this rabbit hole earlier. He was talking about the change in weather and now it's getting dark earlier and all the things that we hate. Well, do you know a day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus?
No.
I didn't know that either. It takes 243 days to complete a rotation as opposed to 24 hours for us. 243 days for Venus to rotate on its axis. It takes 225 days to revolve around the sun. The day is longer than the year. I don't want to live there.
Wow.
Yeah, I found it really odd.
That is odd.
I know. I had to read it like five times. I'm like trying to get, I'm like, okay, all right.
That doesn't make sense, really. I'm trying to make sense out of that. I can't.
The planet doesn't spin.
Okay.
I'm only going by what I read.
Oh, boy. We got some national days today. Today is National Potato Day. Today is also National Soft Ice Cream Day. You like soft ice cream, Ed?
Not really. I like gelato the best. Real kind of thick, some substance to it. Soft is okay.
Yeah, I like soft ice cream. I do. And today is also National Aviation Day.
All right.
Yeah. Also, some birthdays in sports. Today would have been Bill Shoemaker's birthday. Today, former coach at Liberty University Baseball, Bobby Richardson, turns 90. Former catcher Ned Yost turns 70. Former third baseman Gary Gaetti turns 67. Former NFL kicker Morton Anderson turns 65. Ron Darling, former Mets pitcher, turns 65 as well. College football game host Kirk Herbstreit turns 57, also Thursday Night Football game host. Former tennis player Virgil Fernandez turns 54 today. Former NFL wide receiver David Patton turns 51 today. And NFL quarterback Kirk Cousins turns 37 today. Former Orioles shortstop J.J. Hardy and former DB Patrick Chung both celebrate a birthday today. Ben, who's older?
I'm going to go with J.J. Hardy.
Ed, who's older?
Chung.
Patrick Chung today turns 38. J.J. Hardy turns 43.
I knew that.
There you go. Sports Talk of the Fans presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you know what you can count on?
What?
You can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. What a great day. Orioles were playing outstanding baseball against some contenders. They took 2 out of 3 at home against the Seattle Mariners. It began then. And then all of a sudden they went out to Houston and took care of them and sent them slumping. And now they took the first game out of a quick 2-game set, which is weird, against the Boston Red Sox. Ed, your thoughts on the night? Got a chance to sweep this series?
Absolutely. 2-game series? Sure. Cigano's pitching, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have faith in
10 wins, Cigano. Did you think he'd, a month ago he'd get the 10 wins?
I don't know. I mean, was he 10 and 5? I haven't looked at his record, but I think he is. Yeah, I like him.
He wasn't pitching that well about a month ago, though. He has really turned it back around.
Everybody caught up to him, and
And he caught back up with them.
He caught back up with everybody else.
So it should be a very interesting game tonight. Birds are having a lot of fans, Houston and now Boston, talk to themselves. Orioles had 2 shutouts in Houston and held Boston to 3 runs last night. 2 of the top hitting teams in all the baseball.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
You know, when they're losing, people say, you know, the players say, well, that's baseball. People get pissed off. But they're winning. Guess what?
It's baseball. That's baseball. Excuse me.
You got the
I just got the hiccups a second. Yes.
Hold your breath. Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.